Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
Thanks for listening to the Between the Ropes podcast. Brian Fritz here. Appreciate everybody listening in, downloading the podcast, subscribing, whether it's on iTunes or on Stitcher. Remember to do that, rate and review the podcast as well. You can also find it on SoundCloud. You can leave comments on SoundCloud too, and you can check out BetweenTheRopes.com. Please follow me on Twitter as well. It's at Brian Fritz. Whew. It's kind of the way I feel about WrestleMania week. There's a lot to do. There's so many different events. There's a lot of things to see. There's a lot of people to see and talk with and just have a good time with and seeing friends you probably haven't seen since the previous WrestleMania or meeting new friends and getting opportunities to talk to different people. And I was once again a part of WrestleMania Radio Row just a couple of days before WrestleMania. Now, I did 6 different interviews with some WWE talent. All of that is up on the YouTube page. If you go to youtube.com/betweentheropes, you'll find the interviews there and you can watch them. But I know there's some people that subscribe to the podcast, have not listened to them or watched them yet, and I'm going to give you that opportunity. Now, altogether, there were 6 interviews that I did with WWE talent, and I'm going to do 3 of them right here. So the ones that are going to be included on this podcast are AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Apollo Crews, who just was moved from NXT to the WWE roster. Now, next week, I'll have the other 3, and those are going to be with Sasha Banks, Bray Wyatt, and The New Day. So I just want to remind everybody, these were done before WrestleMania. So there's going to be some stuff that doesn't fit time-wise because we're talking about the event, and it's already passed. So that's why it's like that. But I wanted to make sure everybody got an opportunity to listen to those interviews with WWE talent. It's not every day you get a chance to speak with some of them. So I wanted to share it here on the podcast. And of course, like I said before, you can go and watch them and listen to them over on YouTube as well. Just go to youtube.com/betweentheropes. So let's get into the interviews. They're going to be back to back to back. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Apollo Crews. It is WrestleMania 32 week. Brian Fritz here with WWE superstar AJ Styles. He'll be facing Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. Would you ever thought that we heard that AJ Styles WrestleMania?
I'd written it off my career. I just assumed that, this isn't going to happen. I'm okay with it. I've learned to deal with it. It's okay. And now I only have the opportunity to do it. So I'm like, all right, I'm not okay with it. I'm glad I'm here. You know, it's awesome.
Now it's not that I'm just doing this WrestleMania. It's how many WrestleManias am I going to do?
Yeah, I mean, really, that's the thing. And it's just, you know, a lot of people say, well, WrestleMania is basically, you know, pro wrestling Super Bowl. But I want to say that WrestleMania is so big at this point. It's just like the Super Bowl. You know, soon will people go, oh, the NFL, that's like, you know, their WrestleMania. You know, that big.
So, you know, when was the last time you were in the same city when WrestleMania was going on?
Atlanta. You know, obviously because I lived there.
Right.
And I went up there and visited with some friends who worked for WWE at the time. But that was the last time I was in the city.
But WrestleMania was at. Did you get to, like, kind of get a feeling of everything that is WrestleMania even that week or being around it?
Oh, man. It just, like, it put in perspective how big of superstars were walking around and mingling and stuff like that. And the fans are just nuts, going crazy, wanted a picture. And then, you know, everybody rides the coattails of WWE when they're at, you know, do the WrestleMania thing. So a couple of my friends, Ring of Honor and stuff like that, that I went up there and visited with, but they knew exactly who everybody was. Like, there's a lot of smart fans within the WWE community. It's not just kids. You know, a lot of people like to say that, but it's not. People, you know, they still love wrestling. It's still very much alive, and it's fun, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, you were already a big deal before you got to WWE, but do you feel like it's gone to another level since joining the company?
WWE is so huge to the point where, you know, before, you know, my kids, you know, they had friends and they knew I was a wrestler. But when I came to WWE, it was a lot more than just, you know, dad, you know, wrestles overseas in Japan. Now, you know, oh, he's, you know, he's a performer in the WWE. That's a big deal. Like, it changed everything. Like, hey, can Dad, can you come eat with me at my field trip? Like, before, you didn't care. Why now? He's basically, I figured out, he just wanted to show me off, which is pretty cool that your son is proud of you, that he wants to show you off. But literally, it was eat lunch with him. Okay, Dad, you can go now. All right, see ya. You know, it was cool.
So what was that day like for you, the entire day leading up to you coming out for the Royal Rumble? And what was the process that went into that? Because obviously, that was a big surprise. I mean, there was some word that leaked out, but nobody really knew for sure if it was happening. It was a surprise to most people.
Right. You know, and a lot of people, yes, it got leaked, but nothing was for sure.
Right.
And the fact that they flew me into Tampa and then drove me to Orlando and then hid me. And then also, they were just going to have me hid in the bus, you know,
right.
the RV. And they said, listen, we can't do it because we got to go over the Royal Rumble. You got to be a part of it. And so it's a credit to being there amongst all the talent, and them, they didn't tweet, they didn't say nothing. You know, it was still a big secret. So when I came out, it was a huge surprise, not because, you know, people hadn't heard it, but it was almost that thing where, oh man, I hope he does make it to the Royal. I hope that actually does happen. And then when it did, and it happened so early, mm-hmm. I think that was a huge surprise.
And the thing was too, you came out, it was funny because like your music hit and nobody had heard the music yet. Okay.
Right.
And then once they saw the words phenomenal, you didn't just get a pop. You got a roar. I mean, it was just like this upbringing of fans going, holy crap.
Yeah, believe me, I was thinking the same thing. You know, I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. I was shocked. I mean, I was in awe of it. I couldn't believe that it was. I mean, I don't want to brag, but it was kind of a roar, you know, of the whole place. It was just an amazing feeling.
And I mean, it was in Orlando. I mean, obviously a place that you know really well.
Yep.
Did you expect that kind of reaction?
Not at all. I mean, I thought there's a chance that people will know me if it's in Orlando, just because I spent so much time there. But nothing could have prepared me for what happened. I mean, it was. It's a moment that'll go down in history for me, for sure.
Right, and it was one thing like to be in Orlando and you get that kind of reaction, but then the next night on Raw, you get it again.
It's
people love AJ Styles.
You know, I've asked my wife before. I'm not sure what they like about AJ Styles, but I'm glad they do. It makes it a lot more fun when they, you know, because you feed off the crowd. You get energy from them. I know it sounds crazy to say, but unless you've been in that position, you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's amazing.
If you don't mind, let me go one place. Indulge me here for a minute. There were some questions about when you were coming to WWE that another place said that they had you locked up, that they had signed you to a contract.
Right.
Can you address that?
Well, it was I did sign like a letter of intent.
Okay.
Meaning, hey, I agreed to, this is what you said you were going to pay me, so you can send it to, you know, legal and go, hey, this is what we're going to have to mark up. But there was no contract whatsoever involved, and nothing. So what we signed was merely nothing.
It was basically, we like these terms, put it in the contract, we'll
sign
that.
It wasn't a contract in no way, shape, or form.
What was going through your mind when all that was going down? And, you know, there was a statement from them, and there was other talk.
I just felt like they did a really good job of making themselves look like, you know, like crap for putting out that statement. What a crazy thing. Why would they do that? Why would they do that to themselves? Just let it go. I mean, it is what it is. And you know, things didn't work out.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, from what I'm hearing, man, did I make a great decision in coming to the W, not only because it's amazing here, but because of what's going on over there and a lot of people that I've left. I'm not shameful from what, you know, I've done in the past as far as going with another company, but I'm a little disappointed, I guess you could say.
So what was the buzz like in New Japan when they found out AJ Styles is leaving?
Well, I mean, it was hard, man, because it was a great place to work. Yeah. It really was. I have nothing but great things to say about my experience over there. From the locker room all the way up to the office was always great, very respectful for me. That's the things you look for in a company is respect. I mean, you've worked hard your whole career, and a lot of times you don't get the respect you deserve. But when I was there in New Japan, they definitely gave me that respect, and I appreciate that. Have nothing but great things to say about him. It was really hard. It was very emotional for me when I left New Japan because there's so many great things going on there.
Yeah, and we saw that emotion in the goodbyes.
It was that was legit, man. That was I mean, yeah, of course, you know the stuff that happened at the end, but me paying my respects to them was very real.
So, how much different a performer do you believe that you are from before you went to New Japan to where you are now?
Well, I think I've gotten better. You know, obviously you get better every time you wrestle.
But how do you get that much better in your mind, or in some people's minds, when you're already mid-30s? And people say kind of at that point, you kind of hit your stride.
Well, I don't know that it was that, oh, AJ got so much better since he left, you know, TNA or wherever. It wasn't that. It was just I didn't have a platform to show everything that I could do. You know, you're kind of stuck in this place that's, you know, you've wrestled everybody there and nothing's new. And then when you get to New Japan, everything's new.
Right. And I think there's a little bit more freedom to kind of showcase yourself even more with the performers that are there.
Right. And going 30 minutes in the main event helps too. You know, you're able to showcase everything that you can do. And I don't mean in moves. I mean from psychology to the moves is very important, and we were able to do that. And I was in there with some of the best in the world, too.
Absolutely. One of them, Shinsuke Nakamura, of course, we're going to see at TakeOver Friday night. So what's it like knowing that he's here, too? Are you going to be watching that match?
It's exciting. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get there. I'm excited for Sami Zayn for the opportunity to wrestle Shinsuke, because I know how good he is.
Right.
And for Nakamura, I know how good Sami is. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. Man, I mean, what a perfect guy to wrestle in your first, you know, in your debut in the WWE. I think it's amazing.
So I know that you don't have any control on this, but do you like to put a bug in somebody's ear going, so when's Nakamura going to be up here? When's he going to be up here? I want to take him on again.
You know, the one thing that I know about, you know, performing is it's all about timing, you know. And this is the right time for me to be here. It's the right time for Nakamura to do what he's going to do. It's the right time, you know. Everything will come in the right time, and it's only a matter of time for Nakamura and I wrestle again.
Right, and it's only going to be a matter of time before a couple other buddies with Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows are going to be here as well, so the gang's getting back together, kind of.
Well, I don't know that we're going to be back together.
Well, I just mean but all in the same promotion, at least.
But, you know, having those guys around is going to be awesome.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe the gang will get back together. Yeah, we don't know.
Seriously, you never know.
And that's the thing I think people really like right now is people always want to talk about play Monday morning quarterback and everything, but there's so many different possibilities of what could happen in WWE that you can enjoy the moment now and still kind of keep your mind open to what could be coming because of, I mean, this talent, this roster is as talented as any I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the NXT talent coming up, you know, those guys coming up are just, man. A bunch of guys that love to do what they do. You know, they love to get in the ring and perform. And, you know, they understand that it's not that old school mentality anymore, you know, where they just want to get themselves there. They know that let's get the match over.
Yeah.
Because the most important thing is not whether somebody wins or loses. It's whether or not they want to see us again. And they understand that. And that's, you know, that's what NXT is they bring up guys who are willing to learn and willing to get after it all at the same time. That's a good combination.
Do you think about this too, going, okay, there's all these guys in NXT. Who knows when somebody's going to get called up? Then when the main roster gets healthy, because we're going to have John Cena back, and we're going to have Randy Orton and Cesaro and Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Do you think about that going, man, there's a lot of talent here, and there's a lot of guys I could be in the ring with?
Yeah, but that's a great thing because now people get to see new matchups. I think that's very exciting for a lot of people is the new matchups and the possibilities that could happen.
Yeah, it's going to be great, you know. So, and you're going to be facing Chris Jericho again at WrestleMania. So how do you wrap your mind around that, getting ready for it? Because obviously you've had big matches, been in big arenas, but it's going to be almost 100,000 people there. And obviously you want to have your A game going when it comes Sunday.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that we're going to be able to put out something that people are going to really, really enjoy. And, you know, and I put that on myself. The great thing about, you know, what we do is – you know, once you get in that ring, it's all about what's in the ring and what's, you know, and the guy in front of you. You get kind of that tunnel vision, and it's nothing changes. You're there.
Yeah.
You're in the moment. You don't have to worry about anything else around you but what you're doing.
And when it comes to WrestleMania and the two of you guys, the experience that you had, you've already worked together, do you have this show-stealing mentality?
Absolutely. I know Jericho does.
Yeah.
And I love to steal the show. So, if you give me the opportunity, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it.
You've got some sweet looking merchandise already.
I do, man. I'm very proud of it. You know, that people actually want to wear it. That's a good thing. We got the gloves, got the hats, got shirts, got sweatshirts.
I think I saw wristbands over there.
And a wristband too, yeah. So even stuff I wasn't even like, oh, well, that's great. I would love to wear this, you know. That's great, man. This is, I mean, I'm just ecstatic that people want to represent AJ Styles. I really am just so happy and pleased.
Do you feel like you have a whole new fan base now? I mean, what's it like for people that – do you find a lot of people that didn't know who you were before coming to WWE and maybe now are kind of even going back and saying, I want to see more of what he did in the past. I want to get to know AJ Styles more?
Yeah, I think that's going on. The fans that I've had, yeah, I want to keep, but I want to create more. I want to create more WWE fans of AJ Styles. That's what I really want. I want to get kids, so when I go visit them, you know, maybe in the hospital stuff, I really put a smile on their face. That, I mean, that's what it's all about, is at the end of the day, just if I get the opportunity to make a kid smile, you know, maybe when they're not feeling well or maybe when things are just, you know, maybe it's going on, something terrible is going on in life, I can put a smile on their face, man, that's what it's all about. If I never win another match, but I'm able to do that, I'm a happy man.
And that's the thing, too, because, you know, WrestleMania week is so much more than just WrestleMania itself, and there's a lot of different events that WWE does. You already did that, I believe, on Wednesday. You guys visited, what, 2-3 different hospitals?
Yeah, we definitely visited 2 hospitals and got to meet some of the kids, and it's emotional sometimes, you know, to see some of these kids knowing that they're the same age as mine. So I have to hold myself together, you know, and be strong for them. But at the same time, they put things in perspective because they're fighting sometimes for their life. Mm-hmm. And so you're all disappointed about how your day's going when, you know, they're fighting for their lives. It just puts things in perspective. Like, you know what, your day's not that bad, buddy. You know, this kid's going through a lot. And so you need to get over yourself and help this kid forget about what's going on in his and have fun while you're there.
So how are you talking about your son? How excited is he to know? I know dad's going to be busy. He's going to be on the road, but no more long trips to Japan. And he's going to kind of be around every week.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus. And that, you know, the scary thing was when I was in Japan is like I couldn't just jump on a plane and come home if something were to happen. That scared me a lot. So the fact that I'm able to do that, and don't, you know, it's just like you said, though, I'm on the road a lot. But if something were to happen, and WWE is so family-oriented that if something were to happen, I know they'd send me home right away. And that's, you know, if you got kids, you know how important that is.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to be a part of it all. I mean, and the fact that, you know, it's kind of a PG era, so, you know, my kids can watch this. You know, I don't mind them, you know, staying up a little bit longer or recording in so they can watch it later, watch mm-hmm. dad, and actually watch a good program.
I mean, does your son get special privileges on Monday night to stay up late?
Well, I think they were using it against mom and I. So we're just like, all right, guys, we're going to record this because you're staying up way too late. So that's the thing now. And we got to make sure we do that because they get hot if we don't. You know, I want to watch SmackDown or, you know, Raw. I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot it. You know, so those are things that need to be done. But at the same time, I'm very, very happy.
Last thing, did the kids put any extra pressure on you? Dad, you better get a win at WrestleMania?
Not at all. Not at all. I think it's been such a huge part of their life. They really don't see it as any different than anywhere I've ever been, other than the fact that they know that WWE is the place to be when it comes to performing. And, you know, they want to show that off, and I appreciate that, like I said before. So I'm just I'm proud to be the father of those boys and my little girl now. And just want to make them, you know, proud.
Yeah. AJ, thanks for the time. Looking forward to the match. WrestleMania 32, AJ Styles taking on Chris Jericho. Brian Fritz here with Samoa Joe, who will be taking on Finn Balor for the NXT Heavyweight Championship coming up on Friday night, NXT TakeOver Dallas. So I know it's kind of tough to kind of rank everything, but, you know, this is a huge match. So where does this kind of rank when it comes to your career?
Number one. Yeah. it's a huge opportunity, man, on a really, really big stage. So I'm enthused with it, man. I'm really stoked.
So what's it like for you now when it comes to NXT, because NXT was kind of already on its way as this special brand?
Yeah.
And then they add you and a couple other guys that come through there now, and it's gone to a whole nother level. So what's it been like for you to step into it and see it continue to grow the way that it has?
It's it's both a very unique experience and kind of a surreal one, because it's you know, coming into NXT, you know, I was brought here to kind of add momentum to a brand that was already kind of snowballing and like an avalanche and just kind of growing kind of beyond the expectations of even WWE, let alone the fans. And you know, being here and being part of this really, really unique and insane revolution, as far as, you know, what you see in the WWE universe is, it's been an awesome experience, man. And, it's been, you know, I'll admit it's been a bit rejuvenating for me, because, you know, I get to work with a lot of younger, but super impassioned people who are, you know, really, really trying to change the face of the industry. And, to be around that, you know, it gets your motor running, man.
Yeah. Not that you were ever bad or anything by that stretch of the imagination, but there were some years there where people were kind of wondering where your career was going. Did you ever lose any of your passion or kind of wonder about what is next for me?
You know, it's funny. I was asked this kind of earlier in some things, and it was never about a loss of passion. But, you know, I could definitely feel at points in different places I was kind of stifled, and it was more of a symptom of a larger issue. And, you know, just even though, you know, you're always responsible for what happens once you get to the ropes outside the ring, you know, sometimes, you know, you just can't storm up the mountain when the mountain's made of gravel, man. And that was kind of what I was, you know, kind of faced with, you know. But at the same time, you know, I think various wrestlers throughout their career have, you know, had those times, and it makes you appreciate the good times like now.
Yeah. Considering where you worked previously, were you ever worried, or did you ever think you'd have an opportunity to work with NXT?
One of the biggest kind of mantras that I've always kind of kept is, you know, if you're going to bet on anything, bet on yourself. And, you know, I was fairly confident that, you know, no matter what I decided to do or where I decided to go, I'd be okay. And, you know, it was kind of a weird, like, a bunch of circumstances that happened, but the timing was right and everything kind of hit at the right time, and I found myself here.
So what was it like? So this time last year,
mm-hmm.
I remember going to Jim Ross's stand-up show.
Yeah.
And here comes Samoa Joe,
mm-hmm.
who gets the biggest pop of the night. People chanting
Huge.
For you.
Yeah.
You know, and you're...
Kid set himself on fire. It was crazy.
And you are sitting there, probably the wheels are spinning going, I know what's next for me, but I can't tell any of you.
You know, even at that point, it's funny. Even at that point, there was talk, but nothing was in the bag, you know, and that's, and it's a lot of people, oh, you knew like the whole time. And I'm like, trust me, it was very much an 11th hour deal.
Right.
And, you know, when, I did work it out with Hunter and we kind of figured out, you know, what we wanted to do and how we wanted to approach it. You know, everything kind of came together awesomely, and I've enjoyed my almost first year here tremendously.
It's funny because I think even Jim Ross thought like, it's done deal, because he was like, this guy's going to be on WrestleMania next year.
Jim Ross is great, man. You know, Jim Ross, you know, they'd be fools if they didn't hire you. You know, he was tearing into him. But, you know, having those kind of endorsements in, you know, Austin and Foley, who's always championed for me for years, and several other people within and without the WWE, it was very, very humbling for me to see that my work was appreciated by so many people.
Yeah, and you talked about, you know, speaking with Hunter, and he brought you in. What was it like talking to him and finding out what a fan he was of you and knew what he knew about you already?
He didn't really know much about me. He just was sick of everybody, like, you know, burning up his ear every week saying, "Hey, man, he's out in the wild, man. We should snag him. We should snag him." No, it was funny. He understands, you know, he understood what I brought to the table, you know, and he understood what I could help do with NXT. And, you know, he's a smart man, and, you know, he was not hesitant at all to, you know, offer me an opportunity. And, you know, I was more than happy to jump on it.
So were you concerned that when you came to NXT, you were no longer going to be Samoa Joe?
No. No, not really.
I was wondering if you were able to start thinking about alternative names.
Yeah, and everybody else out there already was. I saw a few, and I'm just like, oh, great.
Joe the Samoan.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I was never concerned with that. You know, I have a really good lawyer, and, you know, I pay for my trademark, so that was all taken care of. And, you know, they were adamant that, you know, they understood, you know, what I brought to the company as a brand and myself, and it was never really an issue ever.
And that night that you debuted in NXT, mm-hmm. what's that like for you from a standpoint? You're going to a new place, and I'm sure you're probably wondering, okay, what's the reception going to be like? How is people still going to know who I am if I come to this? You know, it's an intimate place in Full Sail. It's in Orlando, a place that you've been before, but you're always probably wondering, like, okay, what's going to happen here?
I mean, yeah, there's a bit of wonderment, but at the same time, I understand, you know, the relationship that I've built with fans for, you know, upwards of 16 years. So, I mean, I think I was more concerned with pulling a Shockmaster and tripping through the curtain than I was what reception I was going to get.
Yeah, you don't want to pull a Shockmaster.
No, yeah.
That would not be good. So, but I mean, since you've been here, I mean, you made such an impact too. And I think one of the things that people appreciate about NXT and your work so far is just kind of the simplicity and kind of the old school factor when it comes to feuding with Sami Zayn and now with Finn Balor. What's that like for you as a performer?
It's great, man. You know, I think sometimes the simplest expressions of violence are the most strong and poignant ones. So, God, Lord knows they have been in my life. It's always been kind of the philosophy behind what I do in the ring. And, the quickest way from point A to point B is a punch in the face. So I've kind of kept that up throughout my career. And it's worked well for me. And I think the fans have been receptive to it. So I don't know if I'm going to change it much.
Do you feel like you're a different performer since you've been at NXT or at least after the first year there?
Yeah, but I mean, I've felt I've been a different performer every year of my career. I mean, every year kind of brings its own set of evolutions and kind of, you know, new ideas about how to do what I do in the ring. And, I don't want to say that NXT was a catalyst for major change, but it was definitely, like I said, being around a lot of the younger guys, it definitely energized me because you see, you know, all this energy and you see guys that are, you know, really, really trying to make their mark in the world. And to be around that, you can't help but, you know, kind of be supercharged with it.
Considering your experience, do you find that with NXT that there's a lot of people coming up to you and trying to pick your brain on different things?
Yeah, at times. And, you know, I'm hyper appreciative of it. It's really cool. Every so often, they'll just kind of pick my brain or ask me about, you know, certain things, you know, whether it be from techniques to, you know, how they do things in the ring or, you know, even walking through the curtain. And, I'm more than willing to, you know, offer up my suggestions. You know, I always leave it with the disclaimer, trust me, if I had all the answers, I'd hand you the pamphlet and you could go be a superstar immediately. But, I think part of kind of evolving in wrestling and being good at what we do is to, you know, really take on all aspects of every experience that you have and kind of incorporating what's good and, you know, cutting away the chaff. And, if I can help guys do that, then awesome.
And you have such a background too, like with various MMA training. I'm glad that your submission finisher is finally getting over and they're using it a lot in the UFC.
Finally. Please. It's been over, kid.
But I mean, they're taking from you now because yeah. I just saw Misha Tate. She won the women's championship by being Holly Holm. Conor McGregor losing the
great finishes, guys. I'm telling you.
They're watching a lot of NXT. They're watching Samoa Joe matches.
It's funny. And really, when you think about it, the sleeper hold, because it's not a choke, because chokes are illegal. it was me coming from a judo background and working with a lot of martial artists throughout my career, my life, understanding being choked out a few times here and there and understanding the absolute horror that it can induce. And now with the fans kind of understanding, you know, and getting more and more into mixed martial arts and martial arts in general and understanding the dangers of it, it's been awesome to, kind of bring back the sleeper from the dead and, reincorporate it into the modern wrestling lexicon.
So obviously you are a huge part of NXT. You've got this big show coming up on Friday with TakeOver. Do you still expect to go to the WWE roster or would you be happy just staying in NXT?
Time will tell. Stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say, man. Let surprises be surprises. Let fun be fun.
We'll go along for the ride.
Yeah.
That's what wrestling is supposed to be about.
Absolutely.
Joe, thanks for the time. I always appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Brian Fritz here at WrestleMania Radio Row. Apollo Crews is here as well. He's getting ready for his big match against Elias Sampson at NXT TakeOver Dallas. That's actually going to be tonight.
Tonight. WWE Network.
So what are you doing here early in the morning? You should be training, preparing.
I should, I think I've done everything I can to get up to get to this point, actually. So we're out here, having some fun, Radio Row, and I'm excited. We're in Access, man. This is amazing.
Have you ever been to an Access before?
This is my first one. It's funny because we've been here. My class has been here for a year now, but this is our first WrestleMania. And I feel like just for being here this amount of time, it's to do our first WrestleMania. It's kind of like, wait, it feels weird, but I mean, it's amazing. I just can't stop looking at stuff, and I'm like just so fascinated. I'm like a little kid. And I guess for some people, they've done it so much, they're used to it. But for me, it's still kind of like I still have certain moments in my when I go certain places where I still feel like a young kid again, you know. And I'm like, I can't believe I work for this company, you know. So it's cool, great experience. So,
I was gonna say, when you come to something like this, and you're a longtime wrestling fan,
yep.
is it kind of overwhelming? Just the sheer volume of everything, the
yeah,
enormity of it.
It is, you know. And I think with us having our own show and just some of the attention being focused on us too, it makes it that much better and that much cooler, I guess. You know, it's cool when I'm walking down the street, you know, and people stopping for pictures, you know, because I still don't look at myself as that guy. And my family definitely does. They look at me as a little kid that they grew up with, you know, so it's cool just to be a part of that and able to say that I was a part of WrestleMania when we came to Dallas. And it's awesome feeling.
So obviously the NXT brand has grown by leaps and bounds. What's it been like for you to be a part of it, to see the growth as it continues to rise even?
It does. Like I said, for me, I grew up watching the Attitude Era, and it relates to this because, like, back then, I'm sure they didn't think they were making history. We didn't think they were making history. We look back and said it's history that was made at that time. For us, I feel like that's what we're doing right now. We'll look at this 10 years later, 13, 15, or 10, 20, whatever, how many years later, and be like, man, you're a part of NXT. You know, I get to tell my kids and my grandkids that, like, you're part of them when they went to Brooklyn, they died, you know, all that stuff. So it's, mm-hmm. I mean, Triple H has said this before too, and I agree with it 100%, is no matter where we go from here, whether it's the main roster or whatever we do, we're going to look at this and it's probably going to be, you know, the happiest time of our lives. So just to say I was a part of this, or I am a part of this, is amazing.
Was that kind of part of your expectation when you made the decision to come to NXT, where you found that they were interested in you and you reciprocated and said, yeah, that's where I want
to
be?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. It was. I think everything I did to get up, everything I did before this was to get here. So when they came calling, I kind of was like, I'm definitely going to take full advantage of the opportunity. You know, I think the timing was perfect, and it couldn't have worked out any better.
So there's so much expectation for this takeover show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there are some fans that even say, I want to see takeover more than I want to see WrestleMania.
Oh, it's
so
crazy.
So what do you say to that?
That's, I mean, what can you say to that? You know what I mean? It's that's just nuts, because WrestleMania is what I grew up watching, is the biggest event of the year. So for them to want to see us that much, it's mind blowing, because I'm a part of that. You know what I mean? And for me to be a part of something that, you know, some people say they want to see more than what I consider the biggest event growing up as a kid. And it's still to this day. I mean, that feeling is indescribable.
I think you're in a very interesting role when it comes to NXT, because you're a guy that came in there with some experience,
yep.
But obviously you're still learning some other things as well.
For sure.
So what's that like behind the scenes? Because I'm sure there's going to be some people that you are going to lean on,
yep,
for advice and experience. And then there's going to be some other people that probably do the same, looking to you. For
yeah,
that.
For sure. For sure. It's weird. I'm in that kind of a position, actually. It's funny because I do go to some people for advice, and a lot of people come to me for advice. So it's interesting to be in that position, but I try to talk to people as much as I can, and just because we all know what we go through. You know, when someone comes to me with a situation, it's like, I know exactly what they're going through. You know what I mean? It's funny because, like, sometimes you can't relate to certain situations if you haven't experienced those in life, you know, but I feel like we go through all the same experiences, so it's easy for us to relate to each other. And I feel like that's why we bond so well, and we're such a, you know, a close family. And we just want, like I said, we want to go out there. We're all here for the same cause. We want NXT to be the hottest brand in sports entertainment. We want to steal the show. We want the fans to be chanting NXT from the moment they get in the door to the moment they leave. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what's it like, you know, you've got William Regal there.
Yeah.
Who is just an unbelievable wealth of knowledge.
For sure.
What's it like to kind of kick his brain every now and then?
It's the best thing ever. And he's always available for that kind of thing. You know, if he's not at the PC, he says we can email him and stuff like that. And they have all this knowledge that they want to pass on to us. You know, they want to see us succeed. And you don't have that other places besides here. You know, so to have, like, coaching or someone like William Regal who's been around and done so much, especially who knows how this company works, it doesn't get much better than that. We're set up for success.
Yeah.
We're set up for success.
You know, watching Breaking Ground.
Yeah.
So you see Regal on there, and he notices just the smallest things. He stands over the corner. He says, "On his footwork is wrong, man.
Right,
left foot and his right foot." And he there's so many little minute details you wouldn't think of.
Right.
And he knows right off the bat.
It's crazy because like some of the stuff he's told me, I wouldn't even think of. You know, I'm like, man, I didn't even think of that. You know, and it's crazy. It's nuts because like you said, the small details like footwork. Not a lot of people pay attention to those kind of things, but the small keys that are the basics that are so necessary to, you know, for you to get to that next level. So it's great to have him around. And it's cool that, especially to have someone who notices certain things like that that you may not even think about, that just help you become a better superstar overall.
What was it like for you to be a part of Breaking Ground? Did you go back and watch any of it? Because they had like this little cliffhanger with you going into the room with Canyon. They're like, what's happen in here?
And I think that was, man, it was weird at first having a camera in my face like all the time. They'd come to my house like at 7 a.m. in the morning with a camera, follow me all day, like getting in my car. I'd be in the ring and they'd be following me. I'd be looking at people like, this is weird. But after a while, my sister, we were in San Antonio. She walks into the building and there's a camera like right in her face. And she's like, are they filming us right now? I'm like, yeah, actually, you're on the show right now. It's cool because after a while, you just forget the camera's there and kind of have fun. But when you go back and watch that show, it's cool for the fans to see what we go through. Because I don't think they understand just how hard we work. You know, we're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the Performance Center. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have shows along with our workouts in the Performance Center early in the morning or yoga, whatever we might be doing that morning. And Sunday's the only day that we get to, you know, have to ourselves or do laundry or just have the day off and relax. So I don't think that people realize how hard we work. So they got to see it on that show. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when you come to something like this and you see what all that hard work is for and the bigger picture, it makes it all worth it.
So are you've incorporated some yoga into your workouts?
No, man, I try to. I'm doing a lot better with it, but I did one yoga class, and I saw this story earlier with my roommate and at LA Fitness. And I'm in there, you know, by the end of the class, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sweating, drenched, the hardest thing ever. And I look around, all the old ladies are just chilling, relaxed, and I'm like, how is that?
They're all going, namaste.
Namaste, and I'm like, oh, thank God this is over. And everyone starts laughing at me, and I'm like, oh, God, it was yoga is not easy.
Well, just imagine if you went to a hot yoga class.
I'd be dead. I wouldn't survive. Someone told me to come to hot yoga, and I was like, man, I sweat in regular yoga when the AC's on. You know, I don't think I can make it in hot yoga.
So, you know, being in NXT, being a performer there, what's it like, too, when you find out that, like, hey, guess who else is coming in here? Because now, like, Shinsuke Nakamura is there. Or even just, like, on normal days when you go in there to train and there's other guys that are rehabbing or they're training or they're doing whatever that are guys in WWE.
It's cool to me, man, because you get to see so many dream matches here. You know, like, you don't get to see a lot of this stuff on anywhere else but here. So I think that's what keeps the fans so interested as well. It's like, you know, so many different talents from all over the place. Even the young guys that, you know, didn't have that kind of experience or didn't make that kind of name for themselves before they got here. It's so talented. So it's cool to see that kind of thing. And it's cool to be a part of.
Yeah.
It's so cool. So cool to be a part
of. So are you hoping your match is kind of like, get your match, do it, and then you can change and watch the rest of the show?
Yeah, for sure. Because there's a couple, I want to see the whole thing. You know, so I'm excited to do that. And enjoy the rest of the show as a fan.
Can you stand in a spot, maybe not just in the back, but kind of a private spot just beyond the curtain somewhere to where you can see when some of the guys come out, especially like the reception that Nakamura is going to get.
It's going to be ridiculous. Crazy. It's going to be crazy. Sometimes we can, I try to find a spot like that just to hear like certain things like that. And I'll watch the rest on the camera. If I want to hear like a reaction for something, there's nothing like being out there with the audience and hearing a reaction because it doesn't do you justice hearing it on the TV. When you're out there, even when you come out for yourself and you just hear how, you know, how loud everybody is, man, it's just like, it's breathtaking.
So do you have good seats for WrestleMania?
Well, I'll be in the back, hopefully. I'll be in the back, hopefully.
Because yeah, I wasn't sure, because sometimes they put people in a suite or whatever they might do.
Hopefully we'll get to be in the back. If I could find, like, a nice little spot to watch it, like, out in the crowd, I'll definitely do that because like, there's nothing better than experiencing it like that.
You're going to want to watch the show, obviously, but is it as much for you to kind of see how everything comes together even before the show?
Yeah, I love seeing that kind of stuff. It's crazy to see how it's being put together and then how the final product. I think that's amazing too. And I like that part too. And then I like the other part of, you know, just the experiencing out there firsthand.
So give me one or two things in particular that you're looking forward to when it comes to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, I have to say with Triple H and Roman Reigns, it's crazy to see the man I work for, you know, still performing at such a high level and in the main event of WrestleMania. So that one, I think I'm going to enjoy as a fan. AJ Styles, I think I've always been watching him growing up. So it's great to see him out here and a part of this too. So I'm excited to see those two.
Yeah. Last thing, when you see all the talent, not only in NXT, but all the guys that are in WWE, how much does that play into a motivation for you to say, I want to get there because I want to work with all these different guys. I want to work with everybody here, and then I want to work with everybody here because I will maintain that this roster right now for WWE, and if you include NXT, it's probably the most talented they've had in a long time.
You got people who do such different things, and that's a motivation for not just me, but I think all of us to get up there and want to, you know, work certain guys like the AJ Styles, even Chris Jericho, you know what I mean? Roman Reigns, for him being able to do that with Triple H is amazing, and I'd love to be in that position, you know, especially at WrestleMania. That's awesome. I mean, doesn't get much better than that. Yeah. So it's definitely a motivation for not just me, but for all of us to get up. And I think as NXT, we motivate, you know, guys wanting to come into NXT as well, you know, so it's cool that we get to be motivated and motivate others to want to be a part of what we are.
So I think the biggest thing that you had said, even in Breaking Ground, that people were looking at for you to work on was promo. So how do you feel that is right now?
I think that they're getting much better. It's definitely an area I need to focus more on. And I know if I want to achieve the goal that I'm trying to get to, I know it has to be perfected, you know, and it's a work in progress. So I'm definitely going to master that, though.
So how often are you hoping that Triple H is around just so you can pull him aside and say, let's talk about this, let's talk about that?
The funny thing, he's so available. He's more available than you think he'd be. You know, he comes to all our full sales. He's here this weekend. He was at Access yesterday. So it's cool to, after full sale, he'll take time to sit down and talk to each one of us individually, you know, and for a man who's so busy, you know, he makes so much time for, you know, the guys that he loves and has faith in. So, I mean, I find it hard sometimes to text people, you know what I mean? So for him to find time for each one of us individually is an honor, and I try to take as full advantage of that as I can.
I can honestly say this. I don't think I've ever seen you without a smile on your face.
Man, it's hard not to be. I think, I don't know what it is. I think I got it from my mom. Like, she's always smiling, and I don't know why. I just feel like I have so much to be happy about, you know?
That's good, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, appreciate the time, and looking forward to NXT TakeOver Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Definitely.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.